Hello, everyone. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This episode is with Joe McAdam. Episodes with Joe are very fun, and we talk about stuff. Moving on, this Friday, March 1st, 2019, I'll be recording You, Me, Them, Everybody live at the Wonderland Ballroom in Washington, D.C., so please come out to that. That's at our regular time at 7:30. We run until about 9:30 at night, and then we're recording another 11-hour marathon on Saturday, March 2nd, at Full Service Radio. So I'll be sharing links for that. Listen live. It's not a thing you can attend. Just listen. It's a thing to listen to. If you listen to it later, awesome. I appreciate it. Without further ado, here's a little chat with Joe McAdam. You used to host a podcast that I enjoyed very, very much. It was called RPM. And you and your co-host would play the music of one specific artist or one specific genre, or you'd have a theme. You'd have, like, these are all the people that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame from this year to this year. Remember that show, RPM?
I remember that show that I did, yes.
I liked it so much. And every time there's a big music story, I think of your show because I think, oh, I would like to hear an RPM about this. So clearly,
yeah, we would do, like, yeah, themed episodes, all that, yeah.
I really wish you guys were still doing the show because I would like to hear an R. Kelly meets Ryan Adams mashup of RPM.
Oh yeah, we could have a field day with these creeps.
So before we started recording, you and I were talking about how it's not so much who is going to be exposed, but who is actually clean.
Yeah, no, there's. I think the percentage is extremely high of people in the music industry that have abused any sort of power, fame, money, whatever. It's hard to find the good guys, you know.
I'm not saying that we should name names here because I don't want to get in trouble, but I would like to point out a few cases of people that maybe we shouldn't forget about how creepy they were.
Yeah. You have specifics. You have some. You want to name names about, like, basically, like, everybody in Zeppelin was a statutory rapist.
We also have Elvis.
Elvis was the same. Yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis is probably the easiest.
Yep.
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry was a real perv.
Could you think of anyone that was important to the history of popular music that wasn't a creep in one way or another? Someone that is 100% clean.
It would be hard to say. Like, besides Gary Glitter?
You know what's sad? I completely forgot about Gary Glitter until right now.
Gary Glitter was almost executed by a Vietnamese firing squad.
Who
for his crime?
Gary Glitter in terms of
no
scandal?
One.
I don't know.
I don't even really remember all the details, but it's like whatever the crimes that he committed, he was almost put to death in Vietnam.
Oh,
like, that's
God.
How crazy that shit was.
Let's just read this. This is also from Wikipedia. The BBC described Glitter's fall from grace as dramatic and spectacular. The late 1990s and onward saw his image become irreplaceably tarnished following his 1997 arrest and 99 conviction in the UK for downloading thousands of items of child porn. He was also charged at the same time, but acquitted of sexual activity with an underage girl in the 1970s. Later, Glitter faced criminal charges and deportation from several countries in connection with the actual and suspected child sexual abuse. He was deported from Cambodia on suspected child sexual abuse charges in 2002. After settling in Vietnam, a Vietnamese court found him guilty of obscene acts with minors in 2006. After serving his sentence, Glitter was deported to Britain, where he was placed in the sex offenders registers list for life. In 2012, Glitter was arrested again as Operation Yeetree. Y-E-W tree. He was bailed, but eventually charged in June 2014 with historical child sex offenses. What is that even? On February 5th, 2015, he was found guilty of attempted rape, four counts of indecent assault, and one of having sex with an underage girl under the age of 13 between 75 and 80. On February 27, 2015, he was sentenced to a total of 16 years in prison.
Yeah, no, he's a bad guy.
Yes! Yes, he's a bad guy.
But also, like, I forget, I don't know the exact timeline of this, but I think he had already been exposed as a rapist, predator, child pornographer, whatever. And then I think after that had happened, they do one of his songs in the Spice Girls movie Spice World.
Jesus.
Meaning he had to have been paid. That movie was huge. They were the
huge.
Biggest thing on planet Earth.
Oh,
he had to have been
God.
Paid so much money for that.
Oh my God, that's a great point.
It's crazy.
This is what Joe is referencing, also from Wikipedia. In November 1997, Glitter was arrested after a technician discovered pornographic images of children on the hard drive of a laptop. Further images were discovered by the police. He was castigated in the media over the allegations. Additionally, his appearance in the Spice Girls musical comedy Spice World was cut, though a truncated edit of the scene featuring a version of Glitter's I'm the Leader of the Gang, I Am, was left in the film.
Yeah, they still use his song. They still have to pay him.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it's really, really fucked up. Cut the song! What are you guys doing?
Yeah, there's no other
songs.
What
are you doing?
You legally have to use Gary Glitter in a Spice World.
It's not hard to write a Gary Glitter song. That's just write a new one. Who cares? No, the little teen girls that loved the Spice Girls aren't going to be like, oh, can you believe they played I'm the Leader of the Gang? Oh, hell yeah. No one cares. No one. Do a different song.
Who is... Oh, by the way, he released a studio album in 2001 after this.
Terrible.
Yeah.
So, and no one's good. Even the best of us, like Gary Glitter. There's nobody good. It's just that people weren't even, like, thinking in terms of what's right or wrong then. You know what I mean? It was just like, I don't care. I don't give a shit at all. I can do whatever I want. I'm rich and I'm famous.
He wasn't that rich.
They were all just rich enough to afford all the, you know, the glittery suits and all that shit. He had a good look.
Oh, now I'm going on a dark path. This album.
We weren't on a dark path before.
Gary Glitter's On was recorded from 96 to 97, but it wasn't released until September of 2011.
Uh-oh. Wait, what was it?
It's called On.
He put out an album in 2011?
No, 2001, 2001, 2001. I apologize.
Okay. So September 2001, huh?
Yeah.
Jesus. That's probably the worst thing that's ever happened in that month. It's got to be number one is that he released an album of rock and roll hits about being a fucking pedophile. The big pervert.
Who else would make the list? Gary Glitter's a number one. Are we then?
He's so high
R.
up,
Kelly?
It's insane. What's that?
Is it then R. Kelly?
I don't. Yeah, it feels weird ranking them.
You gotta rank them. Top five.
It feels uncomfortable to rank these criminals.
No, we have to rank everything. Let's go. Number one, Gary Glitter. Number two, R. Kelly.
I mean, maybe R. Kelly's number one. He seems like a massive piece of shit.
Yeah, but as of now, Gary Glitter has done more.
Okay, I guess if he's like, he's, you know, accumulating crimes here, sure. Okay,
yeah.
Maybe he's done more crimes.
Then do we go Michael Jackson?
Michael seems still like a weird one to me.
Really?
I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Because some of them are like so cut and dry where you're like, Jerry Lee Lewis married his fucking 10-year-old cousin or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, that is like that's historical record and that is so fucked up. And then the Michael Jackson stuff is like, he slept in a bed with a kid.
So,
I think that's a different thing.
Will you still listen to Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know if I will forever. I don't know if, like, I will find out new things that will destroy everything for me. It's easy for me because I never listened to R. Kelly. I didn't really ever like his music.
Mm-hmm.
I Gary Glitter's fun, whatever. Like, he had fun music. I don't know how to reconcile that. I don't buy his shit on the internet, you know. I have a used copy of his record Glitter on vinyl. He didn't get any royalties from that. I don't think I have a problem listening to that.
But
I don't know. There's,
Jerry
I guess,
Lee Lewis.
I don't really. That's I don't really listen to Jerry Lee Lewis.
This is a. Is it any better or any worse that the Jerry Lee Lewis thing was familial?
I don't know. I don't know if that makes anything better or worse.
I think it makes it both. I think it makes it better in one way because it's like, well, he's not attacking the public, but it makes it worse because it's his family.
I mean, all I can think is that I don't think whoever his victim is gives a shit.
It's better or worse.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's rank them. Number one, Gary Glitter.
Yeah, number one.
Number two, R. Kelly. Number three, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm sure there's worse than that. It just hasn't been discovered or whatever.
What's worse?
It hasn't been uncovered yet.
Led Zeppelin or Jerry Lee Lewis?
I guess Jerry Lee Lewis.
But it was marriage.
Yeah, but how old was this kid? It seems like it's still.
He was 22 and she was 13.
That's not good. That doesn't sound good to me.
I don't like the sound of it. From Joe McAdam, it doesn't sound good when the groom is 22 and the bride is not old enough to consent.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good to me. I don't like the sound of it. I think Jerry Lee, bad move.
Led Zeppelin, though. Led Zeppelin, like you said, there's multiple members of Led Zeppelin.
Sure. So is that four times as bad?
You tell me.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So Led Zeppelin, just by numbers alone, has to top Jerry Lee Lewis.
Okay, so I guess, I don't even, this is why it's so fucked, is I don't even remember everyone's crimes. There's like so many, I can't keep up with what they did. I think there was just like, underage groupie stuff, right? That was their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, the fish story, the shark story.
Now, the shark story that you're referring to has not been debunked by anyone, but I think that's more of a roadie thing.
It might be. I don't really know. It was about, fucking somebody with a fish.
Yeah, so that's a roadie thing, but that does not make it any better because guess who was paying the roadies?
Yeah. So, yeah, no, none of it's good.
Okay,
and none of this is good.
I disagree.
Everybody, we don't need anybody. We don't need any of these people anymore.
All right. Number one, Gary Glitter. Number two, R. Kelly. Number three / four, Jerry Lee Lewis and Led Zeppelin. Who's number five?
I mean, there's always been stories about Bowie being a perv.
Yeah. So,
and that's a hard pill to swallow.
That is the hardest pill of all because I've heard those two, and those are usually it's the same with the young. It's the underage girl thing.
Yeah, yeah.
No heroes here. Would Ryan Adams even crack the top 20?
I think. I mean, I don't know. He was just basically leveraging his position to threaten people into sex. Right. That was his thing.
Yeah. Perfect.
Which is like, so that even might make it. On a scale of how it impacted people, worse than this other shit.
Oh, because
he was impacting the industry of music to keep it a shitty place. His is, I think, maybe more fucked up.
Okay.
I think he contributed to a culture that would keep all this stuff going on for years to come. His was pretty bad. I think it was pretty awful.
Now, do you think that? Here's a better question. Were you surprised in any way?
That he was a piece of shit?
Yeah.
No, that did not surprise me. Although I don't really know much about him and I never listened to his music.
Has any of this surprised you in the past? The Me Too movement hasn't really affected the music industry as much as I thought it would.
Yeah, it should have been more, for sure.
So, is there anyone that would surprise you at this point? And that's not fair. That's not fair at all because I don't want to get you in trouble. Is there anyone that has come out that has surprised you?
I don't think anything has been surprising involving the music industry in that. No, because that's always been the reputation. It's always been like, yeah, rock and roll stars, they do whatever the hell they want. And it's just been the, the reputation since, you know, rock and roll was a thing.
But why? Like, this is going to sound very dumb and very simplistic, but like, I kind of thought in my small brain that Nirvana solved that.
I mean, that's like saying that Obama being president solved racism.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, it was a nice gesture and that was a good thing and it was a historical thing. It did not, it's you know, an exception to a rule.
Yeah. You are 100% right, and I know that. But as a kid, I was like, well, Nirvana won. That's why we don't hear Motley Crue on the radio anymore. And I was so dumb and small-minded, I didn't think, well, like, yeah, just travel 20 miles to the west. They're only listening to Motley Crue. They don't like Nirvana. There's not going to be a Nirvana cruise in 20 years because this guy's going to be dead, and all those guys are going to be playing Vegas and millionaires still.
Yeah, no, those bands, the hair metal, you know, lot, they all just kept going. They weren't, you know, the hot thing anymore. But it's like, that's just how shit works anyway. They just kept going. Everyone had jobs still.
Yeah, that's the thing that it took me probably until like the last 5 years to really realize. Like, there's been zero shift in anything.
Yeah, you're not ever going to get rid of people that like Motley Crue. That's just not happening.
Yeah. It's so disappointing when I talk to people that are otherwise very intelligent that are like, yeah, I love hair metal. But it's like, why? You know it's bad. And there's good metal that's not sexist and homophobic and racist, but they don't seem to care.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Everyone has these little spots. Like, I don't know. I don't know how bad of a group these guys are on a human level, but... shit, man. I don't know. Van Halen with David Lee Roth is still like, oh, that's a fun band. That's like a good party band.
I know this is going to sound really screwed up, and I hope it's not true, but I would actually be somewhat surprised if David Lee Roth turned out to be a creep.
He honestly kind of feels like it was so out in the open and honest about what it was.
Yeah.
That it's not possible. But, you know, of course, watch me eat my words, but it feels like it was all very much like, hey, man, I just like partying and that's it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and okay. He was very liberated about what he was interested in. And I don't think he ever, I mean, again, I might be eating my words later, but I don't think he had any run-ins with like underage girls or like anything like that. I don't know.
I'm definitely not speaking to anyone else in Van Halen, but yeah, Sammy Hagar is another one where if I found out Sammy Hagar didn't drink tequila, I'd be like bummed out.
Yeah, man, that would really bring me down.
But like, he's like, oh no, I just like partying on the beach and fast cars. It's like, yeah, okay, cool, party, same page. Like, this is all I stand for. This is not art. We're just here to do exactly this thing.
Yeah, he seems, again, like, I like him less than David Lee Roth, but I think most people do. But it's just like, what else? I think he's at least honest about what he is.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a big dork. You know, like, hey, man, he's the Jimmy Buffett of, you know, like, guitar solo rock.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a cool
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, very cool. I think you mean very cool. A man who had a song about like how he's not going to obey the speed limit. and also then re-recorded the song when the federal speed limit changed to 65. To change the lyrics to he re-recorded it as I Can't Drive 65 like 15 years after the original came out.
Well,
a dork. He's a big dork.
That's pretty great. Well, we started with Gary Glitter and we ended with Sammy Hagar. I think that's a step up.
Yeah, okay, so Sammy Hagar, better than Led Zeppelin, I think is where we landed, and I think that's probably true. And
oh,
I never
so
thought
depressing.
I'd say that, but yeah.
I would be surprised if Gene Simmons turned out to be a good man.
I mean, define good.
I would be surprised if Gene Simmons wasn't exactly how I thought Gene Simmons is.
He's another guy where I imagine he's as honest as he, you know, can be about what he is. Yeah, he's on his public persona is that he's a big pervy, you know, gross asshole.
Yeah.
So, okay, you're not going to surprise me, Gene.
Yeah.
So is that good? I don't know.
Yeah, that is good.
All right, so Gene Simmons, better than, you know, David Bowie.
That's a tough pill to swallow.